Welcome everyone to Productivity Book Group. I'm your host and facilitator, Ray Sidney Smith. Thank you for joining Productivity Book Group. This is our first discussion of The Power of Intuition, How to Use Your Gut Feelings to Make Better Decisions at Work by Dr. Gary Klein. We'll be discussing the first 10 chapters of the book today and just a little bit of background about Dr. Klein. Gary Klein is a research psychologist, and I'm a huge fan of his. And one of his models, the Recognition Primed Decision Model, RPD model, has helped change the U.S. Marines and Army training techniques about decision-making. Starting in 2009, Dr. Klein became a senior scientist and still continues to be a senior scientist at Macrocognition, a research facility. And having been a huge fan of Dr. Klein's work over many years, I reached out to him, and he said that he would try to make it on this call or the next call or our next call for the second half of the book. So hopefully Dr. Klein will hop in on one of these calls probably shortly or on the next call. We'll be discussing the chapters that cover defining and giving us a background on intuition, and then Dr. Klein moves into a more in-depth set of chapters on making tough choices, stopping larger problems from getting worse, managing in uncertain situations, to getting creative. These are all things that work to increase our productivity performance by accessing our intuition. So I thought it would be a great book for Productivity Book Group. I hope that the folks who have started reading the book have gotten that sense about how powerful this book can be in our work and personal lives, I believe. So let's start with the author's definition of intuition as, quote, the way we translate our experience into action, end quote. I'm curious from you folks, what do you think about this in the context of your own life and how the author explains intuition's place in our work life? Who has any thoughts on the definition of intuition?
Hey, Ray, it's Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought my mute was doing something weird. No. That definition actually makes a lot of sense in terms of making decisions in the workspace. I often feel like I've used intuition for a lot of my decision making. If you think about it, like in the sort of more ethereal or more, I don't know how you would say it, but less based on experience and more just sort of like whims, so to speak. Then that feels like it's not a very good, using intuition is not a very good way of making business decisions. But when you take into account that really it is a culmination of experiences that you've had and past situations that you've been through, seen different results through, and really gotten a sense of how something may turn out, like what the likelihood is of a certain result from a certain action. That's a very solid way to be doing things in the business world, and it feels a little less like sticking your finger up in the air. Which way is the wind blowing? It's a lot less. Shooting from the hip, and a lot more really working from a base that's a solid base based on your work experience, or whatever experiences you've had that can give you that sort of solid base. So anyway, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I really felt as though his definition takes away, I think, a little bit of this mystique that intuition is somehow some kind of mystical mumbo-jumbo that people tend to think about it as. And that we don't have that our emotional processes, especially being the brain geek that I am, the neuroscience geek that I am, I think about how emotion plays into all of our decisions. And really, this is an emotional we have an emotional brain, sort of to play on Dr. Daniel Gilbert's concept of this emotional life. We are living an emotional life, and to try and use completely our analytical function to make business decisions or just life decisions is always going to compete with our natural state of being. And I think better decisions are going to compete with making better decisions. So I really do like the definition. Anyone else with thoughts on the definition of intuition and how you sort of thought about intuition before coming to the book and maybe how it's changed since you started reading? Janine, do you have any thoughts about intuition?
I knew you were going to do that. I didn't finish reading the chapters yet.
That's okay. That's fine.
I appreciate the definition. I think it's for me that's kind of spot on. In my work, I tend to call it common sense instead of intuition. You're a tech too, Ray. The first thing we tell people is turn your computer off and reboot, please. Then call me back. You know, where it's based on experience, where you've had so many commonalities that you've developed that gut or common sense mode or intuition or whatever, where you really know what troubleshooting type things to explore. So that would be.
Yeah, and so you say common sense, Dr. Klein is saying intuition, you know, from a semantical perspective, I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, it's your experience telling you how to make better decisions, and I think that's really great. Awesome. Well, moving into sort of Dr. Klein's discussion about intuition, you talked about